Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. We hope that your business week has been great and that you're coming into this episode feeling alive and thriving. But I'm going to tell you something, even if you aren't, we hope that by the time this hour is over, you'll be just jumping out of your shoes excited and thriving. Let me ask you a question. Did you know that there's a high probability that your business, like most businesses, are actually losing money every day? Now, what if there was a way that you could get more clients, make more profit, have a bigger company, and do all of that without doing any more work than you are already doing? I'm not talking about more work for your VA or more work for anybody, but literally make more money with no work. Now, there's the old saying that says that if it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. What I'm talking about is not something that's one of these get-rich-quick schemes or winning the lottery kind of situations, but what we're going to talk about today is the low-hanging fruit for money and profit is in all of the work that you've already done. Think about it for a minute. Do you tweet? Do you use Facebook? Do you have blog posts? All of the things that you have already written are just sitting there. They're literally raising their hands and saying, scream, pick me, because you could actually use them again. You could repurpose them, put them all together into one convenient, easy-to-access place for your customers. Did you know that what that means is that if you use Twitter, if you use LinkedIn, if you use Facebook, if you have blog posts, you are already a writer. Now, what if that writing wasn't just out on Twitter or Facebook, but it was actually published in a book? How exciting would that be? So today, I'm joined by my friend in the local Portland chapter, EWN Network, eWomen Network chapter here in Portland, MJ Schwader, to show you just how easy it is to get a book published in the year 2015. We're not talking about something that is like it was in the 70s where, you know, you needed to go through editors and get accepted and all those kind of things. There's actually some very easy processes you can do in this day and age to be a published author and take those things to the public in a condensed format. So help me welcoming MJ. Hi, MJ.
Hi there. How are you doing? Good to
be
here.
Doing great. Yeah. So you and I have gotten the chance to have some conversations together, but for the people that have never met you before, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I'm a writing coach. I've been a writing coach for about 15 years. I was a business coach before then, but my background is in writing. So my market is coaches and speakers. And my clients were, when they found out I was had a background in publishing, asked me if I would start to help them publish their books. And I did start doing that, and I saw that there was a need for that and decided to move forward with that. So at that time, I started doing collaborative books, which you see a lot of now. And so I published 12 collaborative books with over 150 different coaches, and then did two subsequent collaborative books with Equine Facilitated Learning and Coaching, which is working with horses and coaching. So I've had a lot of collaborative book process experience, as well as probably 50, 60 other individual authors that I've worked with on their own books as well. And now what we're doing is moving into mobile, helping our authors develop mobile apps as well.
So a mobile app that helps promote their book?
Helps promote their book or their business. There's various different ways you can use mobile apps. So sometimes you can use it for branding and marketing purposes. You can actually put content into apps. So, for example, I have an audio video presentation on how to create ebooks. So we put that program into an app so you can actually watch the videos through the app. So there's different ways of using apps to further extend your reach for both your book and your business. So we saw that as a very powerful tool that's going to be happening for authors more and more. You're going to start to see that, not just for authors, coaches and speakers, but businesses in general. So we decided to add that into our offering since we are doing that for ourselves as well.
Now, that's a great thing, and I'm glad you brought it up, because I think often when we talk about creating and publishing a book, we all immediately think of, you know, a book that you'd go to the library or a bookstore and get. And the truth of the matter is, and I know everybody's going to be looking around today when they're moving through the world, think about how many times you see people sitting at lunch, standing in a line at the grocery store or, you know, getting their food or whatever, that are sitting there looking at their phone. Sometimes they're reading blog posts or getting caught up on email, but sometimes those people are reading ebooks. It's very, very common. You know, I actually saw a statistic the other day, MJ, that says now that there is literally more than one mobile device for every single solitary individual that exists on the entirety of the planet.
That is correct. Yes. Yep. It's really interesting to watch. You know, I've been in this business long enough, 30 years in the publishing business, you know, 15 years in the coaching. And I've seen the evolution from traditional publishing to more self-publishing, the evolution from print book to e-books, and also the evolution of social media in terms of promoting and marketing your work. And what's been interesting is it's kind of like a pendulum. You see this a lot. The movement towards ebooks was really big about 10 years ago. And then all of a sudden people were like, no, we don't want to get rid of the print books. We want ebook, you know, we want to keep the print books. And so it kind of swung back to the print book side of things for a while. And then the iPad and the mobile devices came out in a big way in the last 5 years. And now it's swinging back. Now, what I hear most often from people who are reading books is, oh, you know, I'm not sure that I can read books on an iPad. I really want the print version. So now what you're seeing is that a lot of people want both. And Amazon actually has an option when you go in to create a book or an ebook that you can sell them as combination or bundled packages. So a lot of people are actually getting them in both versions. You're getting a printed book and an ebook. So now what I do with my clients is you pretty much have to have both. You have to have both of those formats because you're going to cover all of your market then. So that's
sure,
been
that
a
makes
huge,
sense.
Huge movement. Yeah, it's been very interesting to watch that process. I'm kind of the same way. You know, when I first got my iPad several years ago, I was like, oh, I love books. I love writing in them. You know, I love doing all this kind of stuff. And as soon as I started reading them on the iPad, I switched over because now I have 200 books on my iPad. I don't have to, you know, carry them around.
Oh, yeah.
So that's switched for me, too. Eventually, you know, we'll move to more and more where the print books will be pretty rare, I think, but I don't think they'll ever go away.
Well, and then there's audiobooks, so you can listen to it online. I, in fact, did. It's one of the giveaways that I give to people for free for listening to the show. I actually did the first chapter of my book, and I did it in expanded format so that it wasn't just a, you know, person reading. I mean, some of us have okay voices. None of us are, you know, at the level of, like, say, a James Earl Jones or Patrick Stewart, you know, when we're reading our book. So,
right.
You know, it gives us the ability to go through and say, you know, it's not just these specific words that are written down, but we can actually talk in between the lines of what does that mean? Let's take that a little further. So, you know, there's just so much opportunity for what is already out there. You know, like you said in the intro, it is so amazing to me how many people are prolific on things, on different forms of social media, you know, like Twitter and Facebook. I mean, there are some people, if you put a post on a group that you're part of, you can almost be guaranteed, depending on the size of the group, that there's a couple of people that are going to write something back. You know, not just a yay for you or something like that, but they're actually going to write something back. And I just wonder how many of those people realize just how much of an author they actually are.
Well, and I think that's the thing. You know, what I look at is I don't just teach people, you know, the publishing process. I teach people how to become writers because you're writing all the time. Like you said, blogs, but marketing writing, you know, writing for your website, online articles, texts, you know, actually, and I tell this to my clients frequently, writing shorter is actually harder than writing long. You know, writing a 140-page or 140-character tweet can be very difficult. So, you know, I teach people to really come from that place of feeling like confident in their writing so that they can do that on all aspects of it. And that brings up another point, too, is, you know, I also work with my clients in terms of their platform. And what I mean by that is most of my clients want to be expanding their message to their audience. So they want to be on the stage. They're looking at more workshops or conferences and really getting in front of people. And when they do that, you want to have your platform for that stage is made up of a lot of different planks. So you have your blog, you have your online articles, your website. And what we're doing is saying, okay, now your ebook, your book, your mobile app, all of those things are also planks in your platform. So those people at the top rungs of business in coaching and speaking and those types of businesses realize that. So they're building their entire platform. They're not leaving any of those parts out because I learned this from my own lesson. I stopped doing a regular e-magazine or e-newsletter. I thought, you know, not very many people are opening emails anymore. So I'm just going to do all social media. And when I did that, I got feedback from people later on that, you know, if you had been sending me an email, if I'd been on your email list, I would have bought from you a long time ago. But you weren't regularly in front of me, so I never got a hold of you. So you have to have all of those things working if you really want to be at that top level.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And I also, like you said at the beginning, you know, repurpose your writing. Write your book and then take all those segments out and put them into your blog posts or vice versa. Take blog posts and make it into a book. So either way, you're repurposing
Absolutely.
Your writing as much as possible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think the thing that we lose so often is that solid foundation. I like the word you used where you're putting different planks into the foundation of your business. I mean, who wants to have one leg to stand on? You know, we want to have the most solid, concrete base for our business that we possibly can. So we want to leave everything in. We don't want to leave anything out. We want to have blog posts and social media and audio and YouTube videos and all of those different kind of things that we've talked to you guys about over the last several episodes are all quivers, if you will, that you can shoot out. You got to remember that statistically speaking, it takes you approximately 7 points of engagement with a person before they will purchase from you. So if you are sending out a once a month newsletter, that means that you should expect that the person's going to really truly want to buy from you in about 7 months. If you only have a Facebook post, those numbers actually go up. If you only are doing in Twitter, you know, we have to account for the fact that only about one out of every 10 or 20 of our Twitter posts are seen by the people that are in our circle. So we don't want to eliminate any of the ways that people can and will get in contact with us so that we can begin to build that foundation with them so that they will know what we do best and will want to engage with us. So I'm going to have you all think about that for just a couple of minutes. We're going to play a couple of commercials here, and then we will be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six-Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, this is Steve. MJ and I are here talking to you today about how to not only create and publish your book, but how impactful your book can be on your market, your business, your company. Think about all of the things that you have out there that you've already put out into the world that would be so convenient if they were in one place for a person. I mean, think about that for a minute. You've said some brilliant things on the internet. Wouldn't it be nice if somebody didn't have to scan back through all the last 4, 5, 8, 10 years, however long you've been on the internet, of posts that you've done to be able to find those nuggets of brilliance, those times that you've brought to them something that could change their life? I'm always telling you, people need you, and they need you in a place where they can access you. So, MJ, let's talk a little bit about just the basic concept of making a book. Let's say somebody is listening and they're like, well, that's all great if I was on social media, but I don't write anywhere. Where are some places that people can find the content that they have for creating a book?
You know, there's three main places that people can look for their own content. I mean, you can find content anywhere, and there are people that put books up that have other people's content. You can also have a ghostwriter write your work for you. Way I work with people are three different ways. One is the speakers that I work with tend to tell me a lot of times that they want to be speaking, not writing. So I say, well, speak, go ahead and record that and have it transcribed, edited, and then, you know, you aren't sitting down to write it. It's pretty much coming from your speeches. So you can do it that way, and I've had many people do it that way. Another way is to write a blog and then take that information from the blog that you've written and putting it into a book. And I've done that a couple of times with clients. You do have to be careful because depending on the route that you publish it, for example, most of my clients publish on CreateSpace, which is Amazon's arm of print on demand. And when you get to the place where Amazon has to okay it, they will actually go and look to see if that exists online somewhere. And so they'll find your blog, and so they'll stop you from printing it. But you can talk to them, and they will eventually, you know, see that it's your blog. So you kind of have to be careful about how you approach that in different ways. But that's another way to do it. That's very popular. And then the third way, of course, is to learn how to become an author, to become a writer, and make that a lifelong part of your business. And that's what I teach my clients to do is, and I look at it as a long time, you know, long term learning. It's like teaching them to fish versus giving them a fish. Is that, you know, when you become a really, really transformational writer, you're not only, you know, transforming the reader, you're transforming yourself. Because when you write your own book and you're coming from that really deep place of experience and knowledge and here's what I want to do, I want to help the world with my message. When you become a writer, then you can, you know, write all the time. And that's what I've done. You know, I've had several authors go on to become, from the collaborative book series, go on to become best-selling authors because they learned how to write. They also learned about the publishing process, how to market those books, et cetera. That's part of my coaching as well. And they really love the writing process. It's not a fear anymore. It's become part of what they do. So those are the three main places. If you're doing, you know, like you said, if you're commenting on other people's blogs, there's two ways you can do that. One is when you comment, just take a screen capture or copy and paste it into some notes and keep those notes. And the other way is to see if you can actually search for your name on the web, on the Google, and see if you can find those through that way. Because if you've listed your name in those comments, you should be able to find yourself on those comments. But that's a kind of a labor-intensive thing. The other thing I would say is, you know, what I see is that writers, you know, they don't ever lose the knowledge they've written down. So if you've written it down somewhere, you can recreate it as long as you have that, you know, idea or concept of what you want to be putting in the book or whatever it is that you're creating. So you can always recreate whatever it is. If you've done it once, you can do it again.
Absolutely. Dr. Joy was sharing with us at the end of January on our episode when we were talking to him about all of his experience over the last, what's it been, like 65 years he's been writing. And he expressed to us that the first thing you have to do in order to find your voice and to really write is to be open and honest with the people that are in your life. You know, it doesn't mean that every single person you run into, you have to spew all over them your whole life story, but you need to have people in your life that you trust, that you've shared the deeper details of who you are by actually truly getting real with yourself, being honest with yourself about what has been. Doesn't mean it defines where you're going, but it does define what brought you to where you are. And you need to dig through those things. That is one of the big things that helps you develop your own unique writing voice. Each of us has a voice. Each of us has an experience. All of our lives are not only from the start unique, but all of our experiences are unique. We're a combination of everything that's happened to us in our life. And we take those things and we begin to first express them to the people that we're close to. And then from there, from that, we can begin to express ourselves. I had a teacher in college that actually had a great way that he approached this. His wife loved to shop. Some of us have wives that love to shop, and they would actually go to the mall on a weekly basis. He would go to the bookstore first, take out a magazine, buy it, not just steal it, you know, buy the magazine, and he would then sit on a bench there in the mall while his wife would go to, you know, whatever, all the stores in the mall and meet him back there. And he took 3x5 cards with himself. This is back in the old days when, you know, you didn't have cameras that, you know, cameras on your phone that you could just take pictures of it. But he would make notes of salient things, and it could be, you know, it could be any topic in the world. You know, it could be People Magazine, USA Today, or, you know, some random magazine that, you know, I couldn't even come up with the title for right now. He would capture the important things that were in there, and he then filed those in categories. He had books that he was working on all the time, and when he got to a particular book that he wanted to do a subject on, he would actually take that whole category of note cards that he had out and begin going through those and all the things that he had learned from all the things other people had said. And, you know, and he made notes of them so that he could give them credit for in the bibliography for the things that they had said and published. But it was a great way to let the environment around you not just be around you, but be something that you really capture and bring in and then bring to your writing. So that's really important that we realize that all of the things that we do, all of the things that we experience, all come together to help us create our writing voice and will bring us to a place where we have something that is us that we should share with the world. Because ultimately, you've heard me say it before, you're going to hear me say it over and over and over again, until you treat me like my kids do and you roll your eyes at me. But it's important for you to know that you are unique. You're brilliant. You are created for a reason and for a purpose. The world needs who you are. They don't need your copy of me or MJ or Dr. Joy or any of the other great guests we've had on the show here. The world needs you. So think about that. Listen to the commercials, of course, but also really begin to look yourself in the mirror and say to yourself, I am uniquely brilliant. I was created for a purpose. The world needs me. We will be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want to help you thrive in every aspect of your life and business. To show you how grateful we are for you listening to our show, and more importantly, to help you on your road as a thriving entrepreneur, I have recorded chapter one of my book, 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business. This chapter is about finding and following your passion. I wrote it with the intent of helping you find and develop your passion so that you will share your unique brilliance with the world. You know that we are created for a purpose, and we want to help you shine. So just for listening, we are giving you the expanded audio version of Chapter 1 of 10 Things You Must Have to Thrive in Life and Business, to have all you do be something that you are passionate about. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio and enter your name and email address. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com/radio to hear about all our shows and to get your free gift today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, we're so glad you're here with us on Thriving Entrepreneur on the EWN Radio Network. My name is Steve, and I am joined today by MJ. We are talking to you about creating, publishing your book, How to Find Your Voice. And MJ, you were going to say right before the break, and I'd really love it if you jump right into it and tell us there are different types of writing styles, and sometimes people feel like they don't measure up because their style is different. So can you talk to us about the different kinds of writing styles?
Sure. And, you know, one of the things that's actually one of the fears, too, that people have. There's six fears that I run into with writers. And one of them is, will I be able to write in a way that dazzles people? And we'll talk about those fears in a little bit if you want. But in terms of the different types of writing, and this goes to both style and voice, but also what is it that you want to accomplish in your writing? So there's three different types of writing that I run into. One is informational writing, and that means basically you're just giving them the information, the step-by-step process or the how-to, you know, it's a bullet point or a numbered list type information. It doesn't have anything to do with transformation. It's just here's how you do it. Then there's the transformational writing, and that is where that it's more, it's storytelling. It's where you as a writer really get vulnerable. You really dig deep for the truth that you experienced and that you want to share with other people so that they don't have to go through the same thing that you've gone through. And the difference is that informational is a very left brain process. So it's a logical ordering of steps. Where transformational is more of a right brain process. It's getting people to read your work and to really say, yes, I understand that so well that my emotional is changing, and that's what will get them to take action. Because if you give somebody information, they may or may not take action. But if you give somebody the impetus to take action, then they will. And transformational writing is the type of writing that gets them into that emotional aspect of it. So then they will embody that transformation and then take action. So those are the big differences, and you'll see it when you read books, you know, and sometimes you want the information. Now, the third kind is where you do a hybrid of the two, and that is where you will tell a story, much like a speaker, tell a story, make a point, and then summarize. So you may tell the story to bring that reader into the reasons for transformation, and then you lead them into, okay, here's the step-by-step process that you can do. And that combines the two aspects of it. So that's transformational writing. That's what I teach, is I teach people to do that. And there's two reasons why. One is, of course, the reader is going to transform, and that's what we all want to see. But an even more significant reason sometimes is that you as a writer will heal. Because when you get down into those truths that you have, that deep experience that you have, and you're able to write about it and share that with someone else, you will heal. And I've seen that 100% of the time with my writers. They will have significant transformation, even if they know what they are going to be writing about. Once they actually sit down and write it at that level of experience and sharing their knowledge, that the writer themselves becomes transformed. And so that's one of the reasons why the writing coaching becomes really exciting for people is that they aren't just learning how to, okay, I'm just not just learning how to write, I'm learning how to heal and transform myself and other people. And that's a huge, huge piece of the writing coaching that I do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I can't think of any pastor, any teacher, any of the mentors that I've had over the years that do speaking that won't tell you that when they're preparing to do something that's transformational or even inspirational to people, that what they really find is what they're writing, what they're working on to speak to people about is really for them. And it's amazing to see because they end up transformed through the process of going through that. And yet the reality is that then we as people often have even said, you know, it feels like that person's literally reading my email because how would they know so well what I'm going through? And the reason is because we can relate because we've been through similar things, and them sharing that story really brings it into real life for us and then helps us also as the listener or as the reader transform as well. So I encourage you. In fact, what I'd like to hear from you is you were talking about, MJ, you were talking about the six fears that people have, and I'm sure that one of those is a fear of exposing themselves, a fear that people will think less of them if they really dive into their truth. But do you mind telling us what those six fears that are common for people when they start writing?
Yeah, not at all. Actually, it's what I work with most in my writing coaching. And interestingly, when they identify one of these fears in writing, it's going to be the other fear that's holding them back in their. It's going to be the same fear that holds them back in their life or business. It's 100% of the time that's happened as well. So the first one is, and the biggest one that I see is just what you said is, what will people think about what I write? Content-based fear. If I tell my story, people are going to think less of me. The second one is, how will I write it? So it's also about writing, but it's more the style, the voice, the am I going to dazzle fear. Third one is, who am I to write this? Do I have the credentials? I don't have a PhD. Who's going to believe me? You know, why am I the one that's going to write this book? Slightly related to that is, oh, it's already been written before, so I'm not good enough to write it in my version of it. Fourth one is, and it's a little bit of both, but this is about, am I going to have enough time to write? And that is actually an actual fear, but it's also sometimes a symptom of one of the other fears is, if somebody, you know, says, oh, I don't have time to write, but they're watching, you know, 3 hours of TV a night, then the fear is what might be one of the other things. And that just is coming up as an excuse. Sometimes there's legitimately a time issue, but it's pretty rare that somebody can't carve out 15 to 20 minutes a day. And if you did that on a regular basis, you would have a book within a year. So time, that's oftentimes an excuse more than an actual fear. The other one is scarcity, and this is around financial. So if I'm spending time to write a book, or I'm going to have to hire an editor, or I'm going to have to hire somebody to actually, you know, publish it, then it's a scarcity issue. That's another big fear. Again, that sometimes is used as an excuse, but sometimes it's an actual fear of I can't. It's stopping me from writing because I can't imagine myself not spending a lot of money. And then let's see, where am I? Is that six yet? Sixth one is,
I think that was five.
What if I actually do succeed? That's a big one that's really come up a lot recently, lately. So I put that on the list. Is you know, the fear of failure is big, but the bigger fear sometimes is the fear of success. If I am actually a best-selling author, how is that going to change my life? Am I going to lose relationships? Am I going to lose, you know, am I going to have to move somewhere? Am I going to be traveling all the time? So fear of success is actually another big fear when people sit down to start writing. So those are the ones that I run into most often. And some people, I've had one person that had all of them, and they still went ahead and became published. I've had most people have one or two of them. And the biggest one, like I said, the first one is, what's going to happen if I tell my truth? And that's a big, big fear that rears its ugly head a lot. So, and we work on those fears. And what I've seen is, you know, in my process, and it usually takes about 6 to 8 weeks for people to really be comfortable with their writing. You know, we meet once a week. But usually around the 6 week mark, there's a huge breakthrough. And after that, then it becomes more of they don't want to stop writing. You know, they've worked through that fear. They've also seen that that fear, like I said, has been stopping them in other areas of their life. So once they make that breakthrough in the writing piece, they transform in their other parts of their lives, and pretty soon they're shifting a lot of things to make more time for them to actually be the writer they want to become. So it's really fascinating to watch the growth. Yeah, it's amazing. It's one of the things I love about the coaching.
I mean, we all face it. Those of you that heard last week's episode that I did with Coach Anthony, you heard some of the things that I brought out. You know, I mean, we all have the good and the bad parts of our life. There's an old saying that says nobody makes it through life unscathed. Things happen to us. It's not necessarily because the world is trying to pick on us. It's just simply a matter of we live in a world. You know, we live where the rain falls, or like what we had here yesterday, there's huge windstorms. You know, it's just those kind of things. I've shared with some of you guys very live here on the radio some of the very personal things that I've been through dealing with my weight issues and with really struggling to feel worthwhile, to have gone from a place where, you know, I was front and center stage, front man for a rock band, doing all those kind of things, to a place where I didn't want to leave my house. I didn't want to deal with people. I had given up because I had had enough hurts that I bought into that story. And all of us have to look ourselves in the mirror. That's where it starts. You look yourself in the mirror and you say to yourself, you're not an accident. You're here for a reason. There is such a uniqueness that makes each one of us exist that is so amazing that any one person could be uniquely who they are, that you're not an accident. You're here for a reason, and the world needs you to be the best you can be. That the first person we've got to say that to is ourselves. I've had to say it to myself. I had to step back out from the place I was hiding and really burst forth into all that I can be. If I had not done that first, I would not be here today on the radio. I'd still be probably still gaining weight rather than the losses that I've had. I would be very sad, very lonely, and you know, the kind of individual that you wouldn't want to take advice from, let alone listen to on the radio. All of those things start first by realizing how amazing you are, and then really accepting and embracing that, and then bringing all of you are to the table. Just be you. That's the biggest piece of advice I can give you, whether you're talking about your business, your book, doing a video, just living your life. The best way to thrive in life and business is to bring it. Be all that you are with every single solitary thing you do, because the world needs it. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur, coach, or consultant who is tired of constantly searching for the next client? Are you ready to get your expertise out of your head into the world and packaged into a profitable online course that delivers a steady stream of your perfect ideal clients to your door and a steady, predictable source of revenue? Hi, this is Janine Blackwell, creator of Create Six Figure Courses Virtual Bootcamp, and I've created my own seven-figure courses, and I've walked hundreds of experts like you through the step-by-step of creating and launching a profitable online course. I'd like to invite you to a free online training I'm hosting for you called The 7 Steps to Creating and Launching Your Profitable Online Course. I'm going to show you exactly how to create your course, market your course, and automate delivery of it so you can get your course up and running fast and have it work for you 24/7. You can grab your spot for this free training at www.createmyonlinecourse.com. So join me at www.createmyonlinecourse.com.
Hi, this is Steve Kidd, the host of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to know you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. As some of you know, I'm blessed to work with my amazing wife, Kathy, and together we want to help you thrive. Our website is wehelpyouthrive.com. That's what we're passionate about. That is what we do. We help you thrive in both your life and your business. We are so excited to be bringing to you Thriving Entrepreneur every week, and we want